Strange Adventure.
Trail boss Chuck Hardy was saddling his horse when the foreman of the Arrowhead Ranch rode up to the corral.
Chuck, you've made several trips up the Chisholm Trail. You know the country and you know cattle, so I'm making you trail boss for this drive. There'll be 3,000 head to deliver to Nebraska. Remember, son, the toughest part of your job won't be in handling the cattle. It'll be in handling the men. Crossing those northern prairies gets monotonous. When the driving is easiest is when nerves get the most frayed.
Up through Texas and the Indian Territory moved the plodding herd. Driven by Chuck and his crew of young boys and two old drivers he had picked up on the way. The two men, Old Bill and Two Gun Smitty, showed a violent hatred for each other from the start. Old Bill took a fatherly interest in young Dick Trammell, one of the young hands, and Two Gun Smitty, surly and belligerent, overlooked no chance to tease the youth. Tempers flared and guns were drawn one morning when Old Bill caught Two Gun Smitty pouring water on Dick's bedroll. Trail boss Hardy rushed to the scene.
Say, put those guns away.
Old Bill kept his hard, hate-filled eyes on his enemy.
I am the boss, Hardy. But I'm not putting my gun away till Two Gun Smitty puts his down. Mine's coming out again if he don't stop picking on the kid.
Chuck Hardy faced the camp bully.
Put that gun away, Two Gun, and don't start any more trouble. Or I won't be responsible for what happens. Now get back to work, all of you.
The guns were sheathed, but the men knew the battle had just begun. By the night of the second day, most of the cattle were rounded up and the cowboys turned in for a needed rest. Then a shock broke the desert stillness, and the men leaped to their feet, guns drawn. The trail boss and Old Bill, on a hunch, entered the tent where young Dick Trammell slept. He was dead. A bullet hole through his head. The cowboys heard hoofbeats fading away into the darkness. The men discovered that Two Gun Smitty was nowhere in the camp. After breakfast, Old Bill saddled his horse and tied on his bedroll. Chuck Hardy watched curiously as the driver slid open Dick's pillow and drew out a roll of currency. Old Bill handed the money to the trail boss.
Well, this is what Two Gun Smitty was after. But I didn't think he'd stoop to murder. I'm going after the killer. Look, if I don't get back, give this to the kid's mother in San Antonio when you get there. And tell her that her brother Bill sends his love.
It was several weeks later when the trail boss ran into Old Bill again. Nothing was said about Two Gun Smitty, but from Old Bill's vest hung a watch charm that could have been a twin to the one Two Gun Smitty always wore. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to The Elephant King, our next tale of Strange Adventure.